Hi, everybody. The Complex PTSD Guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I'm going to talk about something that can be really, really hard for a lot of people in this situation to hear. And I think a lot of times there wouldn't be somebody like me around in this particular environment. Or if there was, they wouldn't be saying what I'm about to say. And what I'm about to say, it can be kind of like a very bitter pill for the person that I'm going to talk about to swallow this pill. And there's a lot of people out there, so I'm just going to make up a couple names. So let's just say Frank and Susan, right? And I am basing this off of real people, but I'm not going to share those real people's names. But it is based off real people who happen to be, they're on television, but it's a real situation that's actually happening. And what's happening is real. It's not made up. So there's a married couple and they're in my age range, late 30s, early 40s. And again, I'm just going to call him Frank and Susan. So Frank has what I would call a frequent desire to spill the beans. Frank is somebody who is always spilling the beans on himself, and he's always spilling the beans on other people too. Constantly. He's constantly sharing things that he shouldn't be sharing when he's sharing them. He can't keep his mouth shut. And he's constantly sharing things about other people, particularly very personal things. He can't keep a secret, but yet people are always, he's very much a conflict resolution king, where he's always creating a ton of messes, but he's very good at the resolution part of it. He's very good at saying, I'm sorry. And he's very good at, approaching somebody and taking fault and saying, it was completely all my fault. I'll make it up to you. And in a lot of ways, he does. He goes overboard. He does very nice things for people. He's very charismatic. He's very funny. And people usually just throw it to the side like, oh, he's, you know, that's just sort of how he is. Or at least the people around him kind of say that. Now, his wife, who I'm going to call Susan, and again, this is based off real people. Susan is a very bubbly, sweet, everybody likes her. I don't know anybody that doesn't like her. And that's a key thing here. She's very sweet. She's might what you say, and I say might because I wouldn't say this is all the time. She's might what you say is a little bit of a fence rider, just a little bit. Again, I'm trying to be nice here, but she's very sweet and roses and, you know, bubbly and goes overboard for people. Everybody likes her. So even if Frank is spilling the beans and doing things that people might find rude or like, you know, mind your own business, everybody loves his wife. Everybody. I don't know a single person that doesn't like her. Now here's where the bitter little pill comes in, and this is a lot of marriages. A lot of couples are about what I'm about to describe. This couple actually just announced that they're officially separating. I don't know if they're divorcing, but it's heading there because Frank is now acting out and he's just doing things that, he basically doesn't care. He doesn't care what other people are thinking, what he's doing right now. And it's very important that we look back at the spilling of the beans, because this is very important. And I'll be the first one to admit, when I was in my teens and 20s, I struggled with oversharing as well, my own personal things. And I struggled with gossip, which is spilling of the beans. And I've really tried to rein that in, and I would say 90, 95% I have. And here's a key thing about the spilling of the beans, so I speak from experience, it is highly rude. And it's, I'm not sure where mine came from, other than I did grow up in an environment with somebody who was always talking behind people's backs. Always. And that is my primary abuser. And I'm not putting the blame on them, but it could have been a learned behavior. But it's also something that got me into trouble even when I was a kid. I would call it more gossip, but spilling of the beans, you lose friends over it, you know. But this Frank person I'm talking about is way over the top. And the thing with him, though, is that he's very, very good at the resolution part, like I said. Now, when I was a teenager or a kid or even in my 20s and I would do something like this, I basically didn't know what not to say. Like, I didn't know what not to say. That was my big, big problem was, well, if somebody shared something with me, then I'm assuming that they're telling everybody. So then I would just talk about it. And then they would come back and say, why did you say that? So I eventually learned to keep my mouth shut. I also was involved in a situation, I would say in my early 20s, where there was an affair happening and I knew about the affair. And I did keep my mouth shut until certain things happened. And then I was honest about it. And it wasn't involving me. It was involving two other people, three other people. But eventually that came back to bite me because the person that I was honest to about it, they ended up getting back with the person that was cheating on him anyway. So I look like the big idiot. So then after that, I was like, I will never, ever admit if I ever know someone's having an affair. That's their business. I'll never do it again because I look like a big idiot, right? So I basically learned over time, right? I matured. Like, you become an adult, you mature. And I've really reined in what I would just call gossip, but it's spilling of the beans. So, you know, I think that's normal. You know, once you hit 30, you should best definitely have calmed that down. And I eventually did. Now, I would say for this Frank guy, Frank is a couple years older than me. He's, I think, 44. And he still does this regularly, but again, he's good at the resolution. I was never good at the resolution. I was more of, if somebody got mad at me for that, I would say sorry, and then I'd probably avoid them because I would feel bad or I'd feel like they hate me. And then maybe, you know, I just never talk to them again, or I wasn't good at the resolution part. And I think that's part of complex PTSD, is the avoiding, avoid when you sense fear or danger or anger. But Frank doesn't have that problem, right? Frank's really good at resolution. So he's kind of his own worst enemy. He's a self-saboteur, but he's so good at resolution, he brings everybody back. Now getting back to Susan, the woman that he's separating from. And this is the very important part that I want to share here. Very, very hard to hear this, or at least I think it would be. And I think it is. So the question here isn't that Frank is spilling the beans. The point here is that Frank has bad manners. Bad manners are a sign of somebody who does not respect other people. Now, here's the key thing. The question is not about technically Frank's future here. Let's just leave Frank to do what he's going to do probably till the day he dies. He's going to spill the beans because he doesn't care. And he's good at resolution, right? He doesn't need to care. The question, now that they're separating, is for Susan. Why would Susan, for several years, they've probably been married 5 years now, why would Susan ever accept someone who doesn't respect other people and other people's boundaries? Why would Susan accept that? And I will say one thing that she always says whenever her husband has acted up is, oh, I really love him. I just love him. I really just love him. I love him. That's not an answer, because love. When someone is lacking respect for other people and you're with them, you're not putting up with that because you love them. You're putting up with that because you're lacking self-esteem. That's the hard part to swallow. So like if somebody is being really rude and disrespectful and having bad manners and constantly repeating the same act of spilling the beans or gossiping about everybody, love is not a reason why you put up with that, right? That's not a word. That's not a thing. Low self-esteem is why you might put up with that. So the next question here, or the next mission, is now. Now that we know that love is not actually what it is, it's actually Susan struggling with low self-esteem, and she's been putting up with it under the disguise of love, because for whatever reason, she thinks that that's what you accept when you love somebody. And it's not. You don't accept disrespect, right? You don't accept bad manners. So now that we know it's not love, the mission now is for Susan to do some soul searching and self-reflection and to figure out why was she doing this, and where is this low self-esteem coming from, right? Because it's obvious, this guy's got bad manners. This guy doesn't respect people. He probably doesn't respect her, right? So Susan, the main thing that I would recommend, if she magically happens to listen to this podcast — this is a real person, by the way, you know, I'm just saying the word Susan here, the name Susan — is, what is your very specific passion or hobby outside of, even I would say, maybe family and outside of work, right? Because people, you know, that's usually what they dive into is family work. Everything revolves around that. But what is a very specific, unique thing to you, Susan? What is specific to her? What is specific to Susan that she can engage with? And very importantly, if somebody belittles whatever her passion or hobby might be, will she just look at that and giggle? Will she just look at that and say, "Oh, be nice"? Or, you know, will she further accept disrespect? You know, so what is it to her that's uniquely her passion or her hobby, something that gets her around other people that's unique to her? You know, what is it? And I would say try something outside of work and family, just something unique to her, because the mission really is building up Susan's self-esteem. This is why I think it's very taboo to even say someone struggles with low self-esteem, because it's like, how could you say that, especially about somebody like Susan, who is so beloved by everybody that it'll make other people want to attack you, because it's like you're going to hurt her feelings. Well, her feelings are already hurt because of what Frank has done. Her feelings are already hurt because she's put up with something in the name of love, right? That they've separated now. She's already, you know, we don't want Susan to get into another situation where she gets hurt again, right? So this is the solution. This is the mission. Very important and very hard to even say to somebody in a situation like that, because one, it may hurt their feelings. So in real life, I probably wouldn't say to this woman, whose name I'm just going to call Susan, I probably wouldn't say you're struggling with low self-esteem. I probably wouldn't even say that to this person. But I would probably say, why would you accept that? And if she were to say out of love, I would shake my head and say, no, you don't accept disrespect out of love. You know, bring it to her awareness that this was disrespect, these bad manners, the spilling of the beans, gossiping, but he's really good at resolution and he's really charming. A lot of people like him. You know, it's really seeing what she was accepting and also seeing that there is a solution, and it's her hobbies, goals, interests, activities, passions, that are unique to her. Because I think a lot of people would say things within work and family, and I can see that. I do that too. But I also have things that are very unique to me. Like, for instance, I don't read poetry when I'm giving somebody a massage, right? I don't read poetry when I'm at my history job. Right? So, you know, there you go, poetry. You know, I have something unique. Unique to me, because I like writing. It helps me express myself. And you can learn different parts of language. And it's unique, and it helps you focus. And it helps find solution to problems, too. And it helps you to find beauty in things, poetry. But I just wanted to share this and, you know, just make up names for these other people. I'm not even going to say what show they're on, but there's a lot of people in this situation. And addressing Susan in this situation, I think most people would never do. And I think also, if they did it, they'd get so much hate from the people around Susan. You know, and my point is, I'm trying to stop her from getting hurt again. You know, and that can be very hard for people to see. They'll become blindly protective of her. But I'm trying to prevent her from having this happen again and showing her what the problem actually is. So I just wanted to share that. I just find it very interesting. It can be very hard to even see it a lot of times. But I definitely saw it. And a lot of it did come from that book, which I've mentioned so many times. That Novel Cure book. Because they had something in there, Temptation to Spill the Beans. And it was something like, you know, respect other people's boundaries and, you know, share things in proper context. But, and also hold things in. Hold things back and maybe share things with a therapist, you know, rather than the whole world. You know, there's a time and a place for everything. And I used to do this too. I used to overshare. And my problem was I didn't know that things were secret. I didn't know. But that was in my teens and early 20s and as a kid too. But you eventually learn people don't like that. And you stop doing it, and it is rude. But anyway, I just wanted to address all the Susans in the world. So this is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.